6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to High Vibes and a Mic, the podcast about wellness and spirituality. I'm your host, Veronique. Today, I speak with Elaine. For over two decades, Elaine Glass has transformed lives with her healing presence and coached countless people to unlock their truest selves, finding purpose, peace, and self-empowerment. At one point, she found herself at a personal crossroads, a newly single mother, burned out, fearful, and alone. She lived the next decade in search of her own healing and inner truth. She now travels the world sharing her holistic healing techniques, energy medicine methodologies, and spiritual guidance. Her mission is to help you connect within to bring lasting love, joy, and vitality. Elaine has shared her message on prestigious stages and well-viewed podcasts. She resides in Paradise Valley, Arizona, across the street from her beloved Labyrinth, where she welcomes people from around the world to her in-person retreats. Before we start our conversation, I want to remind you that I partner with the wellness platform, SOL. You can find any guide experience there. Meditation, Reiki, Tai Chi, life coaching, bodywork, and breathwork, and more. Just click on the link in my show notes and get 10% off any classes with my code Veronique10. Okay, now let's hear it from Elaine. Hi, Elaine. How are you today?
I'm
good. Thank you for coming to High Vibes and a Mic. And today we're going to talk about your book and your work and what you do to help people. So you have a book. It's coming out or is already out?
Yes. Thank you. My book is out. It's out into the world. Yes.
Okay.
It's called Get Quiet, 7 Simple Paths to the Truth of Who You Are.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that, but everything has inside. I have a lot of questions. So just to start from the beginning, from what I learned from you, you were, it all started because you were stuck in a bad divorce with 2 children, and you felt burnout at work, your career. And then you go to a coffee shop. So what happened there? Can you walk us back to the coffee shop?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I was so burnt out. You're right. I had become a single mother almost overnight. My life completely changed. I grew up, you know, I was a very supportive, financially supportive marriage, had the cars, the big house, everything you could have wanted. But what people didn't see was that I was married to someone that was not kind, to say the least. And it was a very, very difficult relationship. and I chose to leave it. And within a week, I was a single mom, like you said. Years of that really caused burnout, stress. And I was desperate for answers in my life to get healthy, to make sure my children were going to be okay, everything that a single mother would worry about. And then one day, I was rushing and rushing to get them from school, but I stopped at a coffee shop and got a snack and ran into a guy who just started talking to me. And something inside of me said, stop and pause.
Yeah, because usually when something come to a guy come to talk to us, we're like, stop and run. Okay, but you paused.
But
all right.
Because it was like I was rushing up until then in my life. And something within me, and I believe it was my soul's voice, God's voice, saying, stop. This person has a message for you. And he ended up having one of the biggest messages that I could have needed in that time. And that was to go to a retreat center that he had found peace and quiet and clear direction in that environment, and that he would also recommend that for me. And I'm so glad that I stopped and paused that day, because otherwise I just wouldn't have. I wasn't aware enough to know that other people had messages for me, you know, that we're all put into each other's lives for that reason. And what a miracle that is when we can be present and aware to that happening in our day. I mean, there's no surprise that you and I are here together for the first time. You know, that's not lost on me. And so I'm always aware of, you know, what does she have to teach me today?
I have a question. Do you know why he chose you? Do you know why he came to talk to you? Did he feel that you needed something at that time? It was just so random.
It was random if you think that anything is really random. You know, I think we attract one another through our energy. And I must have had an energy of sadness, of worry, of uncertainty, of desperation.
And he felt it.
And he felt it because he had admitted to me in that quick conversation that he was a recovering addict. And so he also had emotions, you know, similar to mine, but a different case, reason to make him want to go to this retreat center.
Okay. And so when you went there, what made you feel, what was the immediate connection that you had? Because you said you immediately felt peace.
Yes, I immediately felt peace. And I hadn't felt peace for such a long time, because I literally was up worrying night after night after night, day after day, about what is I going to financially be able to support me and my children? You know, would I be a healthy mom to raise healthy kids? Would they be okay in the world? All of those concerns you have. And the immediate sense I had was, well, that my senses came to life again, that I realized that My senses had dulled and even numbed, because when we go through difficult times in our lives, we almost freeze. And when we freeze, when we get stuck because of something that hits us, maybe it's a disappointment or a traumatic event, it's like our whole body freezes. And when we freeze, we can't hear as clearly, see as clearly, smell as clearly, like all of our tastes, all of our senses, external senses, become dull and numb even. And our internal senses, our feelings, our emotions, our intuition that we rely on, especially as women, those become dull and even numb. And so when I entered that retreat center that day, I could hear the birds chirping. I could feel the sun on my face. I could feel the wind against my cheek. I could hear the crunch of the gravel under my feet. And it was like, for the first time, I could feel alive again because my senses just perked up.
Do you think it's a way to protect yourself, you know, when you're hurting?
100%. That's such a smart way of thinking about this. It's so much about protecting ourselves and creating safety to almost not want to feel those things coming in, and because it's very vulnerable to sense. But I felt like I was in a very safe place, and I felt like I could feel again. slowly but surely begin to open up that vulnerability of feeling my emotions and sitting with them. Very slowly, though. Very slowly and very gently.
There's something you said about burnout, because you were talking about that earlier. I really like that. You said, I realize burnout doesn't happen because we're doing a lot of things, but because we're not doing the one things we really love. That's true. Because when you do something that you really love, even if you have a lot of work, you don't feel burned out. Because even me with that podcast, I'm doing everything myself. This is a lot, but I love it. I don't feel like I'm burned out or anything like that compared to other jobs I had in the past.
It probably fuels you and even nurtures you and excites you and gives you inspiration, you know, to wake up and do that. And that is so true. Isn't it true that when we are so busy and burnt out, we really, you know, think about our lives and we say, I don't even love what I'm doing every day. It's a no wonder that it's draining my energy. You know, it's all about our energy. Are we filling up that energy tank or are we depleting it? And so that's how you can tell if what you're doing is really lighting you up or if it's really depleting you. And that goes not only for what you do each day, but for the people that are around you each day. We are either being filled up, like recharging the battery, just like we would on our computer or cell phones, or we are getting depleted. And that's where burnout comes into play.
Yeah, yeah. I never thought about it that way, but it's so on point. So you go to that retreat, you feel again, and there's this labyrinth. So can you tell us about the labyrinth? What does it represent for you? What does it do for people?
Well, I had no idea what a labyrinth was. I mean, it's a pattern of pathways that weave in a circle around a central point. So if you can imagine just this pattern of pathways weaving around, you get to a central point, a central circle in this formation on the ground. And that's where I was. I was in the middle of the desert at this retreat center, walking in circles, thinking like, how crazy have I gone now? But no, this labyrinth is an ancient consciousness tool. It's literally the metaphor of how our lives traverse the twists and turns of our lives that we walk. And all the while, we're really just searching to connect with ourselves, to the inner part of us, which I call our soul connection. And that's what a labyrinth is there for. And I started to walk this labyrinth because I was really drawn to it. And I think that that's what's happening right now. There's such a boom of people actually,
yes,
building their own labyrinths now on their own private properties because it's a meditative tool. It's not just sitting cross-legged anymore. This is a movement meditation practice that is so nurturing. It's so supportive, especially because we want to move our bodies. And it's funny, I was talking to a girlfriend the other day. She's like, a labyrinth? You talk about these labyrinths all the time. What are you talking about? And so I said, go to labyrinthlocator.com. So write that down, labyrinthlocator.com. Wrote it down. She goes, my God, there's five right near me.
Really? I didn't check mine.
They're all over. They're all over. And you just wouldn't know that they're there, but they're okay. There to support you and guide you. Because when you start walking it, you will get into a state of relaxation. Your stress will literally diminish. And when you get into that relaxed state, just like any meditative state, that's when you set yourself up most to hear these messages that are there just waiting for you.
Do you know how ancient those labyrinths are? Because I never heard about that before.
Yeah, they date back over 4,000 years. I mean, really? these are ancient tools that they knew way back then that there was something magical going on because today they're so popular. This is a very popular way to relieve stress and to get clear guidance that you can't get from the outside world. You know, people can give us information. We can look up information online about whatever we're concerned about or wanting to know about the direction of our own lives. But when it comes from your own knowing, which will happen in the labyrinth, when it comes from your own knowing and your own intuition, boy, that will change your life forever.
Do you mean that by that, that's, for instance, if we have any question about our lives or we have some doubt, you just walk the labyrinth and you might find the answer?
You will. I'm going to make a big promise.
Okay.
You will always find the answer. If you set a...
Okay, clear.
Okay. So, and it doesn't have to be specific, but it can be, you know, you get to the labyrinth, you start at the outside, and you're about to walk through this labyrinth, which is not a maze. I want to be clear about that. It's not there to confuse you. There's only one way in and one way out. So you're never going to get lost. You may feel lost in life when you approach the labyrinth, but once you walk it and walk back out again, you will feel almost found. So you started the labyrinth with a clear intention. You know, dear God, dear universe, whatever your point of contact is, you know, I'm concerned about this. I'm worried about that. What should I do about my job? What should I do about my child who's, you know, struggling in school? Whatever it is that's weighing heavy on you, think about the things that we have weigh heavy on us every day. This is a way to release the weight of all that's weighing heavy on us. Because when we walk this labyrinth, we will get the answers we need to solve the problems that are in our lives.
Okay. So labyrinth.com for people. I'm going to check mine too to see if there's one, you know, close to me.
Yes. And so labyrinthlocator.com.
Labyrinthlocator.com. Okay. So when you were like walking those this labyrinth, you heard the voicing surrender. And you heard the term surrender again when you are driving. So can you explain to us what happened to you?
Well, and again, this is how energy works. You know, you have the ability to have synchronicities popping throughout your whole entire day if you're this intentional. So yes, you're right. The very first time I walked the labyrinth, even in my chaotic world at the time, I was still quiet enough to hear one of the most important messages I'd ever hear in the 15 years I've walked it. And that was to surrender. I was trying to hold everything and control everything in my life up until that point. And it was causing me a tremendous amount of stress and poor health. And I was like, surrender? I mean, if I surrender, like everything's going to fall apart in my life. That's what I thought. But what I learned was this idea of non-attachment to things, to just letting things play out as they were meant to, is very helpful. And so I said to myself, okay, I heard that clearly. First, I was like, where did that come from? Can I trust it? What was that? Who was that? But when these messages come, they come very calmly. They come very clearly. They come very lovingly. And that's how you know it's very different than maybe your overthinking monkey mind or fear-based thought. They come very clearly. And you're right. That afternoon, I went back to my car, turned the car on, and the radio announcer was talking about, of all things, surrender.
A clear sign.
Clear sign. Clear confirmation. And I tell you, it freaked me out. It freaked me out. In fact, I didn't go back to the labyrinth for a month after that because I thought, something's going on over there, and it's going to require me to maybe look at some other things I don't want to look at or change. But I also knew intuitively that it was important.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to surrender, you know, your power and just to take a leap of faith and, you know, and saying, okay, I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to try to work against that to see how it's going to come out. And I mean, I did that once in my life and came out perfect. So I know it's really hard things to do, especially when you're used to control everything in your life, but you cannot control everything. That's the thing.
Yes. And you can't fix everything. And you have to trust that what you're trying to fix in somebody else is really not your work to do. It's their work to do.
Yes.
And to trust that they can do it. I think trust is a big factor there too.
I wish someone would have told me that in my 20s when I was trying to fix all my friends. Because I wasted a lot of time with that for nothing, by the way. So
a lot of energy depletion, I'm sure.
A lot of energy depletion. So let's talk about your book then. Get Quiet, which is really hard in this life. 7 Simple Paths to the Truth to Who You Are. So what are you talking about in this book? You're helping people to meditate or to find themselves?
Yes, it's really a way to operate in this world with who you are in your most authentic self, in who you are, to know that you are here for a purpose. You are not just here by accident. We are all here for a very specific purpose in life. And it's our responsibility to find out what that is. And each chapter, if you can't find a labyrinth near you, if you just read the book, or I actually read the book to you on audio, just by listening or reading the book, each chapter takes you through each path of the labyrinth that we were just talking about. And so just by reading or listening, you're actually literally walking the labyrinth as well. And each path has a certain focus that I discovered that you can use these different focuses to be able to learn who you truly are. For example, the very first path that we walk is focusing on the health of your body.
Yeah, not easy. Again.
But, you know, this is our life's work. This is not something like, this took me a decade to learn. But I wrote this book so it doesn't take anyone else a decade.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, and it could be very simple, like, you know, well, what small thing am I going to do today that focuses on my body's health? You just choose one thing a day. Or even a week. Like you can make this whatever you want. There's no force, there's no pressure. But once you begin to maybe, like for me, I literally got off the couch one day and just started walking in my house and moving my body. It was a very hot August day in Arizona. I knew I couldn't go outside, but it was a choice that I made just to walk from one end of my house to another.
Well, talking about health and body, you talk about your thyroid and you decided to stop medication because you heard a voice telling you shouldn't take that anymore. Or was it a dream?
No, it was a clear voice.
Clear voice.
One morning I woke up because I had really had some difficulties with a thyroid medication I was put on. In fact, it's the most prescribed medication in the country. And I would pick it up at my pharmacy, and for a decade, it made me feel horrible, and I didn't know why, but, you know, I was just doing what my doctor would, you know, was going to recommend. And it made me feel good in a way, but bad in a way, and I didn't know why. And I'll tell you really what had happened. What I discovered was, yeah, that morning.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tompounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I woke up, and by then I had been walking the labyrinth for a few years. So I was becoming in tune with my intuition, my inner knowing, and trusting it. So one morning I got up and I went to the labyrinth and I heard, don't take your medicine.
Spooky.
So I didn't take my medicine. And then I didn't take my medicine the next day. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so good. Like I feel like myself again. In fact, I felt so good. I wanted to like jump and tell the world how good I felt. Like, what was going on? What was happening? What I discovered was that there are what's called excipients or fillers in medications, not just that one, but many medications. These things are fillers and dyes and things that bind the medications together. And those things were causing my body, because they had built up in my body, those things were causing my body to feel depressed.
That's unbelievable. Just to feel, so like, just maybe like the contenter of the pill or whatever, of
but
the medication.
What I needed was the active ingredient, but yeah. I didn't need all those fillers and dyes. And so I took that information, I trusted it, I trusted what I heard, and I went to another doctor, a more functional medicine doctor, naturopathic doctor, and they had me compound a new version of that medicine. So that just the active ingredient was in there and no other fillers or dyes or excipients. And I felt 100%.
This is, I mean, when you told the other doctor, what did he say? It's in your mind or?
No. I didn't go back to the other doctor.
Oh, you didn't even go back and tell the doctor?
No. Because what I was learning was that the allopathic world, even though there's a lot of value there, my body was sensitive and I needed a more holistic approach to my health. And I'm glad I started young with this approach, because now I've gone through menopause and I've gotten, you know, a lot of great information from a more natural approach and even an unconventional methods and approaches to health. That have really suited and supported my overall well-being.
Okay, great. That's great news for you. Wow. Okay, so always trust your intuition. Listen to your intuitive voice. Something as women, we don't do enough, I think. Sometimes I do, sometimes I'm like, no, I shouldn't do that. And I should have.
Always say we should have.
Yeah, should have.
But would have. But that's another thing we hold. We hold that the fact that we don't treat ourselves nicely.
Yeah, that's true.
That we beat ourselves up. You know, we nurture and love and support everybody else. I think the main thing that women need to do now is actually take all of that and bring it inward and treat ourselves that way.
I think we're starting doing it more and more, because the more I talk to people and even around my friends, it's always like, take care of, you know, you need to take care of yourself first and then you can take care of everybody else. People are becoming more and more aware.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Because I think that because there's so much awareness that we are now giving ourselves permission, unlike maybe the, you know, our mothers and grandmothers, there's so much awareness and so many, you know, facts and science-based, you know, facts to, yeah, no, This is the right thing to do. You don't need to sacrifice your life. You need to take care of your one precious God-given life. And so the awareness of giving ourselves permission knowing there's no guilt around that, isn't that huge? Isn't that wonderful?
I know. And I have two daughters, so I hope I will be doing a good job, you know, teaching them that from the beginning. From young. So now, are you working at the retreat? Because you're a life coach. So yeah. Are you working at that retreat? At that center?
Yes, I work at that center. And I also travel to different centers that have labyrinths that I can work, because that's really the main tool that I work with clients. And yes, they, in fact, I even manifested the retreat center that I originally went to and now have a home right across the street from it.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect.
You can really make your life whatever you want it to be if you have a clear intention and a love for something and you really believe in that, this being your life's purpose.
So who would be the people who would come to you? What would be the big issue? It wouldn't be, I mean, I guess most of them are women. So it would be like burnout women who with their job and they want to reconnect with themselves.
Yes, it's a woman, and there have been men too, but really people who are in search of a better way to live their lives and also in search of a connection within themselves, but also a connection to God, the universe, spirit. Because when we go through difficult times, as you know from your clients, we disconnect from ourselves and we disconnect from the unseen, which is God, your spirit guides, and all the energy out there that is actually working in your favor that we can't see. Now, this can sound woo-woo, but it's very real, because when you get into the labyrinth, you will hear God's voice. You will hear your spirit guides guiding you. This is very, very real. And when you just have that first synchronicity like I did, you'll be hooked.
Is this something you have to do alone, or you can do it in groups? If you want to go with a girlfriend.
Yes, you can definitely do it in groups. I get pictures now and then from people who are sending me, we're at the labyrinth, and they're all together doing this work together. It's really amazing to see the small communities being formed around this Get Quiet book.
Okay. And so what would be some simple practice that people can use to quiet their minds? And here, like you said, you know, the soul's voice.
What I learned was that it's quite impossible to quiet our mind. I don't think we should put that kind of pressure on ourselves. That first day I went to Labyrinth and heard a very important message of surrender. My life was so chaotic. My mind was racing. But what I would recommend is we have to find moments of quiet, moments of stillness. Maybe they're in prayer. Maybe they're at a labyrinth. Maybe they're just out when you're walking in your neighborhood. Maybe they're when you're just sitting at your desk at work and you just want to close your eyes for a few minutes and regroup. Those are the moments that you can invite this soul's voice to come in, God's voice to come through you. But to pressure yourself to think that I have to quiet my mind in order for me to do that all the time, I think is not a reasonable way to think. We have to find moments. Maybe when we wake up in the morning, instead of grabbing our phones, maybe we just close our eyes and sit there and not think. We just close our eyes and try to relax every part of our bodies before we get up and start the race. It's in those moments that we can cultivate that muscle of more and more moments of calm and less stress and relaxation in order to hear our soul's voice.
Yeah, that's why sometimes I use guided meditation, because it's very hard for me to just meditate on my own. I'm always starting to think about stuff. I'm like, what am I thinking? No, go back. Go back to the meditation state, please. It's really, it's not easy. I have a busy life. So can you talk about the Wonder Woman outfit that you saw in the labyrinth? What was that about? Did you take it? Or you just saw it and you thought about something?
When you get to the center of a labyrinth, a lot of people who have journeyed to the center will leave certain things sometimes. Sometimes it's coins or dollar bills or little trinkets or stones that say an emotion they're going to release. There's a lot of times people have left like little flowers or, you know, something like that. Well, this day I was literally had come up with this method I call the Get Quiet Way, which I write about in Get Quiet. And following my own method, my own path of healing, and I get to the center and I don't look down, but I look up and I feel so much power within me. Like I am so empowered by my own method. And I'm kind of in shock. And I'm like, wow, this really works. Because I had never felt so much love, which was empowering me. And I was soaking it in. And that's when I looked down. And yes, I saw that someone had left a little tiny Wonder Woman, like baby doll Wonder Woman outfit.
That's so random or so. I mean, it's not, but it's so funny.
But all days that I had felt that my own power, and there was the power of the Wonder Woman staring right back at me. This is what happens when you start to live this way and walk these paths that I talk about.
I love that story. I thought that was very funny. And you also put the picture on your website, so I really loved it.
Yeah, it's right there.
So do you still walk the labyrinth on the regular, or you just go when you need it?
It calls to you. It calls to you. Like, amen. There's worry, or there's concern, or there's some kind of stress that will build up in you. And then something says, go to the labyrinth. Before, years ago, I literally was very intentional and just went, no matter if I was feeling that buildup of stress or not. But now, see, I take all of that knowledge and I take all of what I know that I can feel and gather the labyrinth. And that has just, that's the way I walk through life now. So I don't necessarily need the labyrinth to give me that support of being able to hear message, of being able to know clear guidance for myself. So, but when I get there, I always say to myself, oh, you should have come earlier. You wouldn't have had to worry so much this week if you had just come a few days earlier.
So who are the people building those labyrinths? I mean, if I go on labyrinthlocator.com, who are those people just building them?
There are literally people who have diagrams and like architects who know exactly how to lay out these labyrinths. And they can be anywhere from a 3-path labyrinth to a 5-path labyrinth. The labyrinth size in my book is 7 paths, which I think is just kind of a sweet spot in terms of the length of time to be doing this. But they can go all the way up to 12 paths. But people just know how to build them, and they make it a hobby, or they hire someone who can do it. So it's definitely a thing that I never knew was a thing, but it's a big thing. It's really big. And like I said, you can really find a lot of these labyrinths at churches and hospitals and schools and retreat centers. But they've become such a popular tool for consciousness to expand your awareness. That people, when they have just a small piece of land or even in their backyard, they will build it.
Well, I'm so happy I talked to you today, because I never heard about those labyrinths before, and I'm going to look for one. Seriously, I never heard about that before. And now you're telling me there's a lot everywhere, so I'm going to check it out. So from your book, so people can just fast track to their personal growth. The 7 path?
That's what they would do in terms of, this is fast tracking, but not in a hustle, you know, forceful way. This is like someone tells you what to do to find your purpose, and you have the ingredients to do that. You do it. I'm not saying I'm the end all be all of how to fast track your, you know, to know what you should be doing in your life. But it is one way to really know why you're here, what your soul's calling is, and what your purpose is. And like I said, it took me a decade to know for me. And when I teach this, it happens so quickly for my clients, because they have the steps right in front of them to take, and they know what to do.
So do you have a program? If people want to contact you online, I suppose.
Yeah. So I do one-on-one retreats, and then I do group retreats. And that's what I would say would be the program. I don't have an online program.
Oh, you have to come to the center.
You have to come to the center, or we can also do this online as well, in terms of me coaching somebody in the way that you and I are talking right now.
Okay, so one-on-one. One-on-one online and group retreat at the retreat. center.
Yes, and one-on-one in person as well.
In person as well.
Yeah, this is very easy to teach. And also, just if you read the book or listen to the Audible, it's also on Spotify too. It's very easy to grasp, and it's also very intuitive. Think about a time when you just wanted to get out and start moving your body. Think about a time when, you know, why do people join the gym, you know, in January? We intuitively know how to change our lives for the best. And the very first thing we always start with is moving our body and shifting the energy in our bodies. So that's always going to be your first path. But we already know intuitively that that's what we should be doing in order to get our lives back on track. The second path is about clearing and cleaning our environments. How many times have you gone, you know, in your closet and started just chucking out clothes or cleaning out drawers and you didn't know why? You know, that's your energy. That's your intuition saying, I've got to clear and clean my life out. There's too much I'm holding. And so the book just goes down these paths of what you already intuitively are usually doing anyway in life, but this is just a more organized way to actually have the awareness of like, why am I doing all this?
I wish I could just hire somebody to to clean my ordering things in my house and that closet every year.
That is an option. That is an option.
So my last question for you today would be, what would be your biggest lesson that you learn from that healing journey? Or maybe if you have several lessons.
That I am not doing this alone. That we are never alone in trying to help our lives. We are never alone. We have access to God, the universe, a whole spirit team that is just waiting to help us if we only allow it in and trust that it's there. You are never alone. You don't have to do this alone.
And how do you talk to people who don't believe in anything? Because there's a lot of people that just don't believe in, you know, in God or the universe or anything. They just go through life feeling alone because they don't believe in anything.
Well, I think that when you begin the first step of this path that we're talking about, and you begin to see the synchronicities that will happen as a result, and you begin to see your life getting better, that things that you want are now being attracted back at you. Maybe your relationship gets better. Maybe your job gets better. You know, maybe your health is getting better. And that's how you can trust and begin to know that this is working for you. Because trust and then love for yourself is really the absolute end all with this work.
So yeah, when you see true result, I'm sure. Trusting what you see. All right. So I think I don't have any more questions for you today, Ellen. Do you want to add something maybe I didn't ask that you want to share with the listeners?
I would say what you want wants you to.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that. Okay.
You will have urges and inspirations that come up in your life. And you will wonder, well, that seems a little crazy. Why am I walking in circles in a labyrinth? I mean, you will have urges that come up and trust those urges that come up and trust, like, why am I driving here? Why am I going there? Why am I meeting with that person? It's because life is talking to us every day through people, through experiences that are guiding us. And we never have to feel lost if we're just open to knowing and listening to life.
Listening. Very important. Well, I love that message. Thank you very much. And then I think we can end with this. So if anybody wants to contact you or do a nice retreat in Arizona, I can come with my girlfriend one day. I'll let you know. But it's not that far. I will put all the information, of course, in the show notes. And if people want to buy your book, it's on Amazon, Audible. Are you reading it? Is that your voice?
Yeah. Yes, okay, my voice. Perfect. Of course.
So they will find all the information in the show notes. Thank you again, Ellen. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a complete delight.
Yes. Bye.
C
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.